From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The British leader clarifies his stance on what caused the crash of a Russian plane in Egypt. British Prime Minister David Cameron says the crash of a Russian jet in Egypt was more likely than not caused by a bomb. The UK grounded all of its flights to and from Egypt's Sinai Peninsula Wednesday, stranding thousands of British tourists. Two smaller airlines say starting tomorrow they will fly to Sharm el-Sheikh to pick them up. Cameron, the Prime Minister, says he has every sympathy with the Egyptians who rely so heavily on tourism, but that he had to put the safety of British people first. He spoke at 10 Downing Street this morning.
We don't know for certain that it was a terrorist bomb. There's still an investigation taking place in Egypt. We need to see the results of that investigation. The reason we've acted before that is because of intelligence and information we had that gave us the concern that it was more likely than not it was a terrorist bomb. Now, if that turns out to be the case, and even before we have that confirmed, of course we'll look at all of the implications, because my job is to keep British people safe wherever they are in the world. And that means working with partners like the Egyptians to make sure that happens.
The Egyptian leader is in London meeting with the British Prime Minister. The head of Russia's Air Force said Thursday the military has sent anti-aircraft missiles to Syria in order to protect Russian planes conducting airstrikes. Russia's air campaign has come under scrutiny by others operating in the region, particularly the United States, which has been leading a coalition of countries bombing Islamic State militant targets for more than a year. Top U.S. diplomats say the majority of Russian airstrikes in Syria have hit moderate rebels. This is VOA.